Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The flu has helped kill 8 more people in Iowa during the past week, and that brings the death toll in the state since October 1st to 14. The Iowa Public Health Department says 5 of the 8 had underlying health conditions, and all of them were at least 61 years old. 5 of the deaths occurred in central Iowa, 2 in the southwest part of the state, and 1 in eastern Iowa. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports more than 1,500 cases of the flu so far in the state. Deaths, though, are not reported to the state unless it's a child, and so far 1 Illinois child has died from the flu. And since November, 4 people have died in Rock Island County from the flu, including 2 just this past week. Coroner Brian Gustafson says all of them were at least 61 years old, and all had pre-existing health conditions. East Moline Congresswoman Sherry Bustos is trying to teach Democrats how to win in the Midwest and rural areas. This week, she released a report from her political action committee called Hope from the Heartland, and this morning, Bustos talked about it on NPR's Morning Edition. Bustos told David Green Democrats must earn the trust of rural and working-class voters by listening to them, learning from them, and reconnecting with them.
Focus on our Democratic policies that evolve around jobs in the economy, and that is a uniter. And I don't care what community you're in, if you're saying that we want your family to be in a better place in a year or 5 years or 10 years than you're in right now, I don't think we can go wrong with that message.
The 17th District Congresswoman worked with Monmouth College's professor, Robin Johnson, to produce the report. They talked with more than 70 state and local Democratic officials who've won tough elections in 8 states. Hope for the Heartland is available at WVIK.org, and you'll find a link to her Morning Edition interview as well. Well, a new leader has been chosen for Churches United, at least on an interim basis. Today, the organization announced Reverend Dr. Melvin Grimes will serve as interim executive director. Grimes is a past president of the Churches United Board of Directors and now serves as its finance director. Since 1989, he's been the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church in Moline, and he replaces Ann Watchell, who retired in December. Free tax preparation services are available during this tax season this year, and United Way is one of the many organizations that offers volunteer income tax assistance that's known as VITA. Scott Crane is president of the Quad Cities United Way. He says the volunteers are certified by the IRS after completing online training.
We have volunteers from all over the community. We partner with AARP, but we also have folks from credit unions, from the colleges, from nonprofit agencies, from John Deere. Lane and Waterman provides volunteers. And, you know, it's a pretty significant list of organizations and individuals that participate in this.
Anyone with an annual income of $57,000 or less is eligible. VITA helps more than 6,000 people do their taxes each year. You must schedule an appointment to meet with a volunteer, and a link to a list of locations is at our website, WVIK.org. Monmouth and Augustana Colleges also offer free tax preparation. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.